Morning. 7:10 a.m. Friday, August the 28th, 2026, here on a mostly blue sky morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains of Greeley, Colorado. 60 degrees. Quite lovely. It's heating up fast. It's supposed to get up there. I'm not exactly sure how high. But for the moment, it's quite nice. I'm working up a sweat in my hoodie, but the air is cool and soft. Feels good. Yesterday, I spent most of the day in a frustrating pursuit of dead money. Two steps forward, one step back, all day, about every 10 minutes. Wow. The sun is hot. Walk through the reflected glare from one of the windows across the street, and I could feel the difference in temperature just in that one little spot. So I'm into book three of I thought I was reading book three, but it was only book two, of Card Slinger. And there's a crossover. There's a crossover with one of the other hidden. I didn't notice that the universe is the same. I'll have to check and see if it's the same for Handyman too. Good morning. Smiling lady in a jumper and her AirPods. Jumper. It's a pullover sweater thing. Very stylish. So today I don't have a whole lot to do. I thought I had a lot more to do yesterday, but it turns out I was mistaken. A couple of tasks got deleted. Some stuff got postponed. So yeah. A long frustrating day. Beating my head against that silly ass game. It's a good thing. There's part of me that says, oh, You wasted all of that time when you could have been writing wine. No, I didn't. That's coming. I think I'm almost done with this playthrough of New Vegas. I still have to finish this Dead Money. I have two more DLCs. And then I have to start killing off factions and taking sides and doing the things that I don't really want to do to get to the end of the main quest, which apparently is control of the Hoover Dam. I'm not exactly sure what the main quest is. But I got a whole stack of stuff in my quest queue that involves taking sides with this faction or that faction. And as soon as I do, I'll fail the other side. I've already failed the Legion. I think when I killed Caesar, that kind of put the lid on my involvement with the Legion. But Cardslingers is interesting. Ferreira. Whatever. Has an interesting way of progressing a story, progressing character through a series, not by doing the same thing over and over again necessarily, but by evolving what it is they do to the next level. Sort of like the share books. Changing what their challenges are, changing what they do. I don't have a lot to talk about today. The bread has baked. I still bake bread for the family, but the amount of bread that we go through now is... Yeah, I was eating a lot of bread. I was eating a lot of bread. So I made a double loaf, but the problem with the loaves is that the rest of the family eats so little, the last third of the loaf molds before they get to it. So I think I'm going to cut the loaves in half and freeze the halves. The halves. So that they can have fresh bread And I was looking at my bread notes. It's been like 3 weeks since I baked bread last. Yeah. 2.5, 3, something like that. Many days between baking. So if I can keep the back half of the loaves from going moldy, I only have to bake bread like once a month. I'll be glad when I can have bread again, even if it's Ezekiel bread. Ezekiel bread is pretty good. Don't get me wrong. I don't get the same satisfaction eating it as I do eating the bread that I baked. Oh, this looks good. Heading eastward again. What's this? Who's bipping me? Oh. Minutes. Good on me. Yeah, still recording. Okay, good. Timing is pretty good this morning. I don't have a lot of sun on my side of the street, so maybe I don't have to change lanes. Coming up on the Get Ready Say It with Nikki Monkquist. My goal with all this is to stay off from medications. It's not that I think there's anything wrong with medications. It's just that I don't want any more than I absolutely have to. I don't want to rely on the product of an economic system that may well collapse, which sounds pretty doomerish when I say it out loud. And given my age, that's probably silly, because I don't know if it's going to collapse in the next 5 years, and the probability that I will is pretty high. Then again, I didn't think we'd be given, come on. Getting so far down the Third Reich that we are so far. Somebody has words. I don't know what kind of bird that is. Anyway, I'm up, I'm out, I'm moving. Speaking of collapsing, I have visions of me being halfway through the walk and keeling over, and a very long, silent tale being recorded. Ooh. Careful, dog. Hurt yourself. For rent. Is it this house that's for rent? Are they renting them because they can't sell them. I still want a cabin in the woods. Just maybe not these woods. Glad when I can grill again. Maybe Minnesota. Go back to the main woods. The problem with the main woods is that I really don't want to be without the internet, which means I'm probably not going to be able to find an appropriate space. Assuming I could get off my duff and actually do something about it instead of just, oh, wishing on a star. I always wanted to travel to Europe. Even got a passport so I could do it. Never had the money. I probably could swing a trip now, but I can't see myself getting on an airplane again, maybe ever. I can't see me going to a convention again. Which is too bad, because they were a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun at convention. I had, have a lot of good memories. I have a lot of, all of the frustration I had dealing with the traditional publishing mindset. It's like, no. That one guy, I will never forget that one guy. I was captain of a table. I'm pretty sure it was Mile High. And the table was about 2/3 full by the time I got there. Started talking around, talking to people. Back when I could actually talk to people around a table at a convention and not be overwhelmed by the background noise. So we were talking about books and publishing and writing, and so somebody said, you got, I think at that time I had 10 books out. So they were talking about that, and guy beside me said, "Do you have 10 books out?" Right there. "Are you published or did you do it yourself?" "Yes and yes." And he was very confused by that. He was very confused by it. All right, you want the sidewalk? No, you're going to take the ditch. Okay, fine. I like that hat. Morning.
Morning.
It's got the neck flap in the back. This guy with his mini Malamute. The dog is walking him. I think he's not walking the dog. My lawn is growing out. It's a good thing, too. I was looking pretty sad. I was a little worried that it was not going to come back from the heat. And it's come back. We've had a few days. It had a little rain. Got the sprinklers tuned up a bit. There's still a couple of places that look a bit ragged, but it's going to look nice. The guy's coming to mow this afternoon. And I made it. Look at that. 22, not quite 23 minutes. And I'm at the back gate. Lovely morning. Glad I shared it with you. However, tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.